Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, you are now once again tuned to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, April 27, 2019. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, once again, I'm going to ask all listeners, especially for the first-time listeners, you see, well, God is blessing this ministry, it's growing. So I'm going to ask all listeners on tonight, once again, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King is also my first cousin. So I'm so excited to have him on tonight, getting ready to bring forth God's word once again. So we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve our God, the Most High God. He can hear And not only can he hear, but he can answer all of our prayers at the same time. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Savior, and soon coming King, it is in his name that we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because we know that you are worthy to be praised. No matter what it looks like, through our trials, our tribulations, even when we deal with our enemies, you're still worthy to be praised in the midst of losing loved ones. And Father, due to health issues or whatever the situation may be, Heavenly Father, we know that you are in total control. So we just thank you for who you are. And we just thank you that we know that you are in control and all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory and honor and praise. And thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight, even your sufficient grace, because we know that we don't deserve them. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, who made a way that we can be forgiven of all of our sins. So that's why we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, from both sides of my family, from the oldest to the youngest. Not only my family, but all faithful doers of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father. You know who we are and where we are. So we need forgiveness once again on tonight. So we know that it only can come from your Son, Jesus Christ. So we ask you to forgive us again, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name on tonight, so that you will continue to be able to use us as we continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory, individually and as a corporate body of believers. Heavenly Father, we now ask you to move by your Spirit on tonight through your word. Should there be any listener who is not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, hope, and desire that on tonight, that as your word goes forth, that it will go forth with power, that it will convict hearts on tonight, that they will yield after hearing your word, and they will open their mouths and their hearts and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come in and save them on tonight. And once they're saved, they will know and walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth and bear much good fruit in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now, lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are dealing with depression issues, those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, those that are dealing with PTSD issues. We know that they all are dealing with the mind because we know that the enemy tried to attack our mind. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, grant them peace, Heavenly Father, those that are dealing with those type of issues, Heavenly Father, mental issues. We know that you are the chief physician who has never lost a patient. So touch, heal, and deliver your people, Heavenly Father, all over the land, that they will have a testimony, letting the world know that it was you who have healed them. In Jesus' name we pray. And our Lord, we pray for those that are bereaved on tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your being present in the homegoing of our cousin, Ms. Maggie Goree, on today. Thank you for her family, Lord. Continue to comfort and strengthen her husband, Alonzo Sr., and the entire family. And, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I also lift up my sister in Christ family, Sister Ruby Blackwell, who made her transition 2 days ago. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will comfort and strengthen her daughters, comfort and strengthen her grandchildren, her entire family. And not only that family, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen all those, Heavenly Father, all over the land that have lost loved ones. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. So we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight, asking that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you would increase in us and that you will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Before we go to the spiritual food for thought, I'm going to ask all the listeners, by way of telephone or internet, please do not go off the line after the message has been concluded. Pastor Norman King will be surrendering a musical selection of following his message on tonight. And his closing song is titled Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. So please, you want to be blessed by that ministry and music following the message on tonight that's coming forth shortly to us by Pastor Norman King. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, once again, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the one who say it can't be done should not stop the one who is doing. That's something to think about. That's a good question on tonight. The spiritual food for thought. The one who say it can't be done should not stop the one who is doing. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But in the form of announcement, I only have one, and this is I made it once before, but I want to re-stress it again. For those of you that may not be aware or familiar with Wendy Williams, she is a morning time television host, and she now has a foundation. It's called the Hunter Foundation, and it's founded by TV host Wendy Williams. And this foundation assists anyone that's dealing with drug issues, alcoholic issues, or whatever your issues may be. This is a 24-hour service. You can dial them 24 hours a day at 888-548-6837. Once again, the 24-hour hotline number for the Wendy Williams, the Hunter Foundation, for anyone, for you or anyone that you may know of that's dealing with drug addictions or alcoholic addictions or anything of that sort, we are there to help. So we thank God for her. We ask the Lord that he will bless this these type of foundations that can be considered as ministries, because they are reaching out and trying to bring people back to where they need to be so they can make their own rightful decisions about their walk with the Lord. So we thank God for Wendy Williams and the Hunter Foundation. Once again, that number is 888-548-6837, or you can go to www.thehunterfoundation.org. So that's my announcement for today, and I pray that you, again, have your Bibles, have your pens and paper ready, because we're not going to do a music break on tonight, because once again, following the message by Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is getting ready to bring forth the word of God once again on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him if he's ready to deliver God's word on tonight. So we're not going to do a music break because he's going to be sharing with us an inspirational song after the conclusion of the message on tonight. So I probably, and once again, I'll present to you, to some, and to those that have never heard my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to him to deliver God's word once again. Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for another opportunity to give God the glory. For I know that this is an opportune time that God has graced us to be able to humble ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit full reign of this service. I thank you, Cousin James, and I pray for the ministry as we continue to, as you say, grow by way of seeking you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. That's what the scripture says, and I thank you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead, and for some of you don't know this, and I feel led to say this at this time, but most of the time, I preach from inside of a tractor trailer truck, sitting in the passenger side of the seat, and I just bagged up to the dock. I thank God. The word of God say, be ye also ready. And I just thank God how the opportunities present itself for me to allow him and not to get worried about how close time is. That's why I make deposits in my spirit every day, all during the week, and times like this is just allow, as we should always be, allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth that what is necessary for the now. So with that being said, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, I thank you. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the privilege that you've given me. And I pray, Father God, knowing that this word is going to be for somebody. And I pray they humble themselves and make themselves available for you this night, that I may decrease and that you may increase. And I ask this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So tonight, our scripture rendering is going to, it's a familiar scripture, you know, to most people, but it come out of Matthew 6, 33 and 34. And it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now these words that are being spoken was the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And tonight's topic is power for proper priorities. I say again, power of proper priorities. So this is going to, I thought about what Cousin James used a lot, food for thought. And I'm going to consider this message tonight to be food for thought. It's a teaching. It's necessary. And the Holy Spirit just led me this way. And I like to obey the Holy Spirit. So as I'm going to come tonight in the teaching spirit, to go over some things and share some things, just basically talk about power of proper priorities. In other words, if we will allow ourselves, as the scripture says in Matthew 6:33, what it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. The word seek, it means to go after, to strive, to pursue. In other words, I'm going to stop for a minute before I continue on. If we go after God, come on somebody, huh? If we go after, let me back up. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So if we will seek after to be obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus, now this is Jesus' words. Jesus, in other words, there's a lot of worrying going on. So do not worry. Instead of worrying, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Come on. Amen. I'm going to try to finish the definition of this word, seek. Seek means to go after, to strive, to what? Pursue, to desire, to aim, to search for, to endeavor to get. In other words, all this is pointing to you and me and what we should do first. And that's what? To seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Go after it. Pursue it. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what I'm going through, what somebody said, what you didn't do. Come on, somebody, huh? If you feel that you've done something wrong, repent, turn, but continue to stay on the path of seeking first the kingdom of God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. In other words, go after the kingdom. Come on. Amen. Strive for it. Pursue it. Amen. Doesn't matter what you are experiencing right now. God said, what the word says in Psalms, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. Amen. We got to build on the rock. What? The rock of salvation. Who is that? That's Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to say it again. But seek. In other words, it's talking about worrying. It was a worrying going on. Some of you tonight is worrying right now. Quit worrying. Instead of worrying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. Amen. I'm going to say again, I want to talk tonight about the power of proper priorities. Amen. Our Lord here is speaking about priorities. Amen. That's why he's telling us, according to the scripture, put first. What to put first? Amen. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. I feel that that's something that can encourage us along the way if we just repeat it to ourselves. Amen. When you begin to get sidetracked, deterred, what have you, just remember, I remember when I first got saved and I was going to leadership school in the Army, and I was a baby in Christ, and God sent somebody across my path to teach me some things, and he said, brother, if you find you one scripture and you hold on to it and you recite it over your head, and when you feel like you're overwhelmed, thinking that scripture, I'm saying to somebody tonight, put that first. Seek ye first. Amen? If there was ever a message that we need, this is the message we need for this generation right now. In this day, in this age, and in this place. Amen? See, our nation and our cities are going through so many trials and tribulations and circumstances. Amen? But what God, I'm going to go ahead and say expect. What God expects is us, the people, God, to rise up and seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm going to be repeating this over and over tonight because I want this to touch home and cause some of you to be stirred. Amen? Because we are, and I'm just generalizing this speech. I'm not speaking to nobody in particular. Amen? I'm just generalizing. We are a generation of misplaced priorities. Amen? Therefore, the Lord has led me tonight to talk about the power of proper priorities. Amen. Again, this is Jesus talking. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Amen. This is awesome. The first thing that's going to help us, amen, and I want you to see tonight, is the preeminence of our Lord that is required. When the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, what does that mean? It means make the king supreme. Amen. That's what it means. It is the kingdom of God. You, and I'm talking about myself as well, are to give to your Lord proper preeminence. Amen. Give to your Lord the proper preeminence. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, it talks about, it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what the Apostle Paul says of our dear Lord. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That means everything hangs together by the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, that's why I say about preeminence earlier. Jesus is to be before all things. Amen. And by him all things consist. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. He is the glue of the galaxies. Amen. And by him, all things consist. Amen? And he, that is Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen? Now, that's one of the key secrets of Christian living, that in all things, Jesus Christ would have the preeminence. Now, I may not be pronouncing the word, you know, but you understand what I'm saying. In all things, Jesus got to be all. He got to be first. Basically what it's saying, he got to be first. Amen? For it pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus, should all fullness dwell. It pleases God whenever we put Jesus first and we acknowledge that everything dwells in him. Amen? And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, amen, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Amen. Just walk with me just a little bit. In every life, in your life and in my life, someone or something has first place. Can I get a witness? Amen. And that's why Jesus wants us to grab this and obey what he said by seeking first the kingdom of God, because someone or something in your life, my life, has first place. Amen. Isn't this true in everybody's life? Someone, I'm repeating, or something has first place. Amen. Now, there is a throne, and he used to say that either Christ or self is on that throne. Now, that's, we may not want to admit it, but it's true. Either Christ is on the throne in your life, my life, or we are on that throne. Or we in regards to someone or something. But what Jesus is trying to get us to grab a hold to is that he must be first. He got to be what on that throne. Amen? Not self. God's plan for you is that Jesus Christ be first in your life. Amen? God's plan for you is not that Jesus Christ have prominence in your life, not that he have a place in your life. Just walk with me long enough, y'all. God's plan for you is that Jesus Christ have preeminence in your life, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen? That's what the Apostle Paul said, and Jesus said, we ought to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm just basically pointing tonight, y'all, in this message, in this teaching, is that Jesus got to be first. I'm trying to teach down the line of the power. See, there's power in having proper priorities. And the reason why it's powerful is because it's obedience. And God has to honor his word. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And everything that God does is for a reason. Amen. Why did God send the Holy Spirit? To glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why is there going to be a final judgment? That every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Amen? I mean, everything that God does, follow me, y'all, everything that God does is that Jesus Christ would have preeminence. And on what basis does he deserve and demand preeminence? It's because of his deity. Amen? Praise God. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. I'm repeating now, the firstborn from the dead. I mean, he is the Lord. He is Lord. He is God. Amen? Praise the Lord. He must be first. Amen? Now, if he's God and if he died for us, isn't it reasonable that he ought to have first place? Come on, church. He ought to have first place. Amen. If he is God, and he died for us, and he did, isn't it reasonable that he have preeminence? That word means, I feel I'm twisting my tongue a little bit, preeminence. What it means is it's the fact surpassing all others. Superiority. In other words, Jesus has surpassed, let me back up, in our life, in how we view him, he has surpassed all others. He must be above all. He must be superior to all. And see, that's where the power come in at, because God honors his word. If you and I obey God's word, then everything that God has promised us, everything that he has commanded, it shall come to pass in your life and in my life. Amen? Jesus, he deserves premise in your life. Amen. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Amen. Therefore, you are to glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is God's. Amen. That's the reason Apostle Paul had brought his life into a burning focus and have got proper priorities. Now, I'm saying Paul, but this same thing applies to you and me. We have to bring our life unto a burning focus. In other words, I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God, period, period, period. I know I slipped and fell before. I'm just generalized, amen? But I'm going to take this thing to heart. Why did my Lord, the Savior Jesus Christ, was so adamant about us seeking him at first? Amen? Is that all right? Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, one thing I do, you know what it is? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. What else? I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul finally got it. In regards to what I've been through, shipwreck, left for dead, left out, whatever, don't matter. He's not using no excuses. These are examples for us. In other words, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's powerful. That is so powerful if we put our priorities in order. Now, I'm not speaking naturally. I'm speaking spiritually. Amen? But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put your spiritual priorities in order. Jesus got to be number one. Amen? The secret of true success in any realm. Are you listening? The secret of true success is in Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus even said that no man can serve two masters. Apostle James said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen? So to be successful, you got to narrow your interest in your life. Amen? Someone or something is going to be number one. I know you know what I'm talking about. Amen? But Jesus said in the Word of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, Jesus is our King, and he is to be supreme. Amen? You've heard the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, friend, put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket. What basket? Jesus is Lord. Come on, huh? We got to concentrate on holiness, righteousness, amen? Seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Put all your eggs, for the sake of using that illustration, in Jesus Christ. Come on, amen? We can't think like the world, amen? Praise the Lord. I'm excited tonight to be here before you because I want you to understand that everything in your life under the heading of the Lordship of Christ. I'm going to say it again. Everything in your life ought to come under the heading of the Lordship of Christ. He must have preeminence. What? In everything. Amen? And here's a footnote I got right here of some excuses that people make sometimes. But Pastor, I got a job. I got to pay attention to my job. I have a family. I got to pay attention to my family. I need rest. I need recreation. I need friends. I got to watch my diet. Of course you do. Of course you do. But why do you do these things? Follow me, y'all. Just walk with me. All of these things must become the servant of your master goal. All these things that I mentioned in this illustration, are necessary things. But they have got to be the servant of your master goal. Amen? In other words, Jesus must be superior. He must be sought after first. Amen? I'm going to give the definition again of that word, preeminence. The fact of surpassing all others. The quality of being superior. Jesus must be superior to all. Amen? That means there are some things that can stay in your life, and there are some things that have to go. In order for Jesus to be first, there are some things you got to let go of. Come on. And there's some things you got to hold on to because you are in line with those priorities. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anything that keeps us from making Jesus Christ number one in our life, guess what? It got to go. Amen? It got to go. Anything. That means job, friends, hobbies, anything that become number one, it got to go if you want to obey the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Everything has to serve the master goal. That in everything, Jesus Christ will have what? Preeminence. I know this is a different way of me flowing tonight, but I was led by the Holy Spirit to talk about this because, see, we got to understand that if we put our priorities in order, that's power. That gives the Holy Spirit some fuel. Come on, somebody, to work to perfect through us seeking ye first the kingdom of God. We're to seek ye first the kingdom of God. My question to you is that, have you done that? That's a good question. You know if you have or not. Amen? Have you come to a place where you have made Jesus Christ absolute, total Lord of your life? I'm winding down now. This is about self-evaluation. If you have not done that, if you've not done that, I don't think that you need, well, let me back up. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm judging anyone. But if you're not putting them absolute total Lord of your life, then you need to make some adjustments. Amen? Because Jesus says, seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God. Amen? There's one scripture that Jesus talked about, why call me Lord? Lord. And do not the things that I say. That's what Jesus said. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen? You must recognize his sovereign preeminence. I'm talking about Jesus again, y'all. You must yield to the fact that Jesus is to be supreme in your life, in my life. Amen? That's why Jesus is saying here in the third verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen? It will work. Praise God. Amen? If Jesus Christ is number one in my life, amen, it's because I'm seeking him first. Amen? Is it all right, church? Now, as we look, say when you wake up in the morning, right? What's on your mind when you wake up? When you lay down, let's back up. When you lay down last night, did you go to sleep in Jesus? Did you have him on your mind when you went to bed last? Oh, I'm just trying to say something, y'all. Wake up in the morning with heaven on your mind. Amen? Because it makes a difference for your day. Amen? The voice that you hear in the morning, what do you say? When you direct yourself in the morning, you say, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Amen? See, he wants us to be mindful of his presence. Amen? When you open your eyes, the very first thought as you seek the kingdom of God, amen, the very first thought ought to be the Lord. I'm just trying to call somebody to be served tonight, amen? Rather than letting the alarm clock go off while you're here in the church. I'm not speaking against alarm clock, so I got some myself. Well, I wake up from myself. Well, I ain't going to say I wake up. My cell phone alarm is set. But what I'm trying to say here tonight, y'all, is that less, I'm saying less, okay, plural, let's seek ye first the kingdom of God in ways like we never have before. Amen? Let's make some adjustments. Amen? Let's make some adjustments. Amen? I'm going to say again, let's make some adjustments. Let's make some adjustments. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added into you, into us. Amen. I want to thank God for this opportunity. Like I said, it's more things I can go with, but I feel that the Lord is done with me tonight. And I hope that there's something you got from this message, because basically the message just ties all together, just saying seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. In other words, I told you when I first started, seek means to go after, to strive, to pursue, to desire, to aim at. In other words, we know there's something that's going to be first in our life. You don't need me to tell you. It's between you and God. But God knows, and you knows. But remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. These were Jesus' words, y'all. In other words, seek him first. It's a lot going on in this world. But a lot of times we have a tendency to allow our soul to rise above our spirit. And our soul is where our emotions are at. Then we come to emotional people. And when we in our emotions, we're not hearing the voice of God speak to us. Come on now. I'm trying to get somebody to get charged up and pursue and to seek after the Lord Jesus Christ like you never have before. Amen. I'm talking about this power if you set your priorities up according to the word of God. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost power. There's a lot of things, a lot of ways to go on this power thing, but basically my example tonight is just dealing with Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? Amen? And amen. I hope that somebody received this word tonight, and I'm going to play this song, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. Just bear with me, y'all.
That will break you to position you, break you to promote, break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Anybody been gracefully broken? Thank you. So Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Woo. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Yeah.
I love about this song is it's worship, but you see, some of us need to be gracefully broken. What I'm saying tonight, and tying it with this power of proper priorities, is that when we get ourselves back in line with God, hallelujah, some of us need to be broken, but see, God will break you gracefully. Come on, somebody, amen. In other words, some bad decisions, wrong decisions, and because not seeking ye first the kingdom of God, amen, once you was, but now you're not. Come on, somebody. But it's about repenting, amen. amen, it's like losing your first love, amen. It talks about in Revelation, amen, lose the church that had good accommodation, but they lost their first love, amen. What God is saying tonight through me, by way of the Holy Spirit, come on somebody, is that get yourself back in line, amen. Some of us just need to be gracefully broken. That's why this message is for somebody. If it's not for one person tonight, what Jesus is saying, by way of the Holy Spirit, is that I want you to operate in my grace and according to my mercy, that you can line up yourself according to the Holy Spirit as we lead you to put your priorities in order so you can see the power of the Holy Ghost working in them. The mic to you, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King for that powerful word on tonight. Just like he said, even if it's just for one person, but I believe it's more than just for one person on tonight. It may be for you. So we thank God for that word on tonight. The message titled, The Power of Proper Priorities. Again, the power of proper priorities. And not just any type of priorities. We're talking about proper priorities in the Lord. So that's why he says, Jesus said himself, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So I want to add to what Pastor Norman King just said with this message on tonight. I pray that you have your pens available so you can write down this scripture too. You want to add this to this message for tonight. It is for someone on tonight. And that's found in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. And I'm just going to look at verse number 9. It says, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him, not to material things, not to people, but fully committed to God, fully committed to the things of the kingdom of God here on earth, fully committed to fulfilling your God purpose in the earth for God's glory. And then you also want to remember what the word of God says, still talking about the power of proper priorities. In Matthew chapter 4, we looked at what is in the book of Matthew, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3, says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God or proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's what the word of God says. So we have to get our priorities right. Just like you have to get your priorities right for the things of life, we must do the same thing, even more so for the cause of Jesus Christ. So I like what he said, Pastor Norman King said, sometimes we need to remember and go back to our first love, we first fell in love with Jesus Christ, how we were fully committed to the things of Christ, being fully humble and being fully servants and vessels and ambassadors for the kingdom of God and for Christ. So some people have walked away from Christ for whatever reason. You know who you are. So you two still have that same power of proper priorities. All you have to do is confess your sins and your transgressions and ask the Lord to forgive you, and he will through Jesus Christ. And that way you can be put back in right standing with God so that you will continue to walk in the power of the proper priorities for the cause of Jesus Christ in your life that only you can fulfill. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I know that it's been a blessing to someone on tonight. This word has not gone out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do, even over the airways, even on tonight. So if you're not saved in Jesus' name, I pray that you have received this word, that your heart has been pricked to the point that you are able to open your own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you from your sins. And then he will show you what your God purpose is so that you can fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. So we thank God for this message on tonight. I thank God for you, the listeners. And once again, I just want to give God glory, honor, and praise for the beautiful homegoing service that we had for our cousin Maggie Gorey on today. The Lord was in the place. He was in the midst. And again, I'm praying for the family of my sisters in Christ, Tracy and Lisa and Cherise Blackwell, their mother, Ruby Blackwell, was a former member of the St. James Baptist Church. That entire family was. But she made her transition on this past Thursday night. So we want to keep that family lifted up in prayer. And also not only that family and the family of the Goree family, which is my cousin, but all those that have lost loved ones. And we see there was another mass shooting today at another synagogue, over, I think it was in California. See, the enemy is still busy. He's doing what he does. And he is still going around seeking whom he may devour. He is still destroying marriages, communities, families, ministries, even nations. So we know that the enemy is doing what he does. So that's why it's so important that we, as the Christians, as the body of Christ, know the power of proper priorities so that we know how to come together even individually, and we know how to come together as a corporate body of believers, and we can pray, that we can pray to God, and he will hear and answer our prayers, because we know that the enemy is still out to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, because our Father in heaven has all power in his hands. He will allow the enemy to do so much. But we, when we come together as the body of Christ, the believers, and we stand in the power of Jesus Christ, calling on the name of Jesus Christ to intervene on our behalf in the earth, he will do just that. He is a promise keeper. So we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King. We're going to ask that you will continue to lift him up in prayer, not only him, but his ministry, his family, and every faithful doer of God's word that comes over this worldwide platform to deliver God's word. We're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. And I want to personally lift up my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, lift him up in prayer that the Lord will continue to heal and strengthen his body. Also, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder Q.T. Dox, and the Kingdom Builders International Ministries and Kingdom Daughters. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Not only them, but worldwide ministries all over the land, even the small ministries that never get recognition. God knows who we are. He knows who you are. He sees exactly what you're doing because his eyes are in every place. So there's nothing that is hidden from God, the Most High God that we serve. So if you're a kingdom builder on earth, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give in, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy knows those that belong to God. He knows that if we are being faithful doers of God's word and not just hearers only, so he's watching. He's watching us too, just like God is watching us. But aren't you glad on tonight for our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our soon coming King? We thank God for Jesus Christ, for his great sacrifice for us on the cross through the shedding of his blood, that we can be redeemed back to our God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So we thank God for this word on tonight. And once again, tonight's message title was The Power of Proper Priorities. And we're talking about the power of proper priorities in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would be glorified. So we thank God for this word on tonight. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And please tune in again on the next Thursday night at 6:30, Theologically Speaking, with host Jose and then Danielle Dorsey will be coming forth with the word on next Thursday, which is May the 2nd at 6:30 p.m. And then Minister Sharon Rambis, again, he is a member of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. Again, Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Minister Sharon Rambis will be bringing forth the word at 8 o'clock on my show. He just delivered another powerful word on tonight at 6:30. Through his show, which is titled Ministry Impossible. So he will be my guest again every first Thursday night at 8 p.m. He will be bringing forth the word of God again on the 2nd of May. So you want to tune into those ministries and hear what God is going to say to his people through those vessels on next Thursday night. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for his great sacrifice for all mankind, not just the Son, but for all. So we thank you for his love for you and love for mankind, that he laid down his life, paid our sin debt with his own blood, that we could be redeemed, those that confess the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, as our personal Lord and Savior. We thank you for his blood, that we can be redeemed back to you in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Continue to remind them, let them know without a doubt that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are dealing with issues, Heavenly Father, and strengthen those that are in their minds, spirits, and bodies that are dealing with issues, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow. And every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name all over the land, move by your spirit through your word, through every vessel that's going to deliver your word. Let them deliver your word tomorrow with power to the saving of many souls. That backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. As we come together as believers in Jesus Christ on one accord, that you will be in the midst. Have your way, Lord, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank you for this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless it and use it for your glory. Continue to bless each listener. Heavenly Father, grant them the desires of their hearts. And I pray that you would continue to bless them and touch their hearts, that they would continue to spread the good news about this ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. No matter what we're going through it all, we know that you're still worthy to be praised. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.